For WMRA News, I'm Mike Mehling. A portion of Skyline Drive has reopened, Charlottesville police are asking for donations, and a Middlebrook resident is charged with animal cruelty. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, December 31st.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with parking available. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
For WMRA News, I'm Mike Mehling, filling in for Bob Levicky. A Virginia woman is charged with killing six puppies and discarding their remains over an embankment. News outlets report that the Augusta County Sheriff's Office charged 39-year-old Betty G. Hemp of Middlebrook with six counts of felony animal cruelty and six misdemeanor charges of illegal dumping. The Sheriff's Office said Hemp was freed on $2,500 bond after her arrest Thursday. WVIR is reporting that Skyline Drive is now open from Front Royal to Swift Run following November ice storm damage. The portion from Swift Run to Rockfish Gap will remain closed. Police are cracking down on reckless drivers thanks to a renewed collaborative effort between school resource officers, school bus drivers, and police, according to the News Leader. Since late September, police have issued reckless driving charges to 14 people based on bus driver incident reports. The Charlottesville Police Foundation is asking for end-of-the-year gift donations. According to WVIR, the donations go toward funding the Charlottesville Police Force, including training and resources. Executive Director of the Charlottesville Police Foundation, Mindy Goodall, says this is a way of showing appreciation to officers. Police are urging drivers to keep their cars locked after vehicles were reportedly broken into and items from inside were taken in the Bridgewater area. According to WHSV, police urge residents to keep cars locked at night, and if you see something, say something. Several vehicles were targeted recently. Some of the stolen belongings were later recovered and found down the road. Police said the vehicles broken into were unlocked. Authorities in Virginia are searching for a man accused of stealing a sheriff's office vehicle after his arrest on suspicion of drunken driving. A news release from the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says 26-year-old Cody Ryan Drain partially removed his restraints, accessed the driver compartment of a sheriff's office vehicle, and drove off early Sunday after a deputy took him to a magistrate's office in Christiansburg. Trying to close the books on 2018, new research into human psychology here in Virginia has some tips. Michael Pope reports.
Considering end-of-year bonuses for your employees? Well, think again, because new research from Virginia Tech's Pamplin School of Business shows incentives and bonuses can lead to unethical behavior in the workplace. Bill Becker is co-author of the study and associate professor of management.
When you have both bonuses and goals together, people kind of fixate on those goals, and sometimes they're willing to cut corners or misreport their time or their costs in order to meet those goals and achieve those bonuses.
Researchers also found what they call a slippery step effect, where dishonest behavior becomes increasingly worse when managers become dishonest. So what's the solution?
It's better to have incentives that are actually tied to customer satisfaction or that are tied to accuracy or that aren't tied to these just kind of arbitrary numbers, which lead people to kind of focus too much on those and lose sight of the ethics involved.
In other words, people will do what you reward them for. So if you're going to offer bonuses or incentives, the research shows, tie them directly to the behavior rather than to the metric, so employees don't try to game the system. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Mike Mehling. Thanks for listening and enjoy your Friday.